Tuesday. And now heading toward the final stretch of my time as poet in residence here at Longmoor Grange Category A Core Local Jail, I've decided to drop in on a prisoner's art class. Here, a handful of prisoners are dotted round the art room, splashing paint around, though thankfully not at each other. Hello there. I'm Ralphie Stanza, poet in residence, and you are?
Colin.
That's a grim-looking figure you're painting there, Colin. Wouldn't like to meet him on a dark night.
It's a self-portrait.
Oh, I am sorry, Colin. I didn't mean that...
No, that's sort of a compliment, in a way, because our art teacher here showed us this book on Frida Kahlo. She did a lot of self-portraits, and they've got this quality, like they reveal the invisible part of the person, the part that's on the inside, the darkness. The paintbrush is a syringe almost, drawing blood from its subject.
Right, well, I suppose copying is one way of getting started in an art form.
Copying?
Yes, don't worry. I can understand that as someone who's gone off the rails, as it were, you're hardly going to feel confident about expressing yourself straight away. So, like a lot of novice creatives, you're dipping your toe in the water by aping the style of some trendy dead painter. Classic approach. Nothing to be ashamed of.
I didn't think of it as copying, just influenced by our work, that's all.
Yes. Well, we've all used that one, Colin. Influence. You'll be telling me next that your paintings are derivative.
No,
Hey, I'll tell you what, Colin. See if you can get some rotting animal's carcass sent over from the prison kitchen. Plaster it over your self-portrait's face, and you'll probably win the Turner Prize.
Yeah. My teacher here, he's actually put one of my paintings in for the Kerstler Awards.
Kerstler Awards? What on earth are they?
They're artistic awards for prisoners.
Giving you all some encouragement. I'm all for that, as long as Tracy Emin isn't the judge.
So, you're the poet in residence, are you? Have you won awards for your poems, then?
Well, I'm not really an award kind of poet, Colin. I'm too left field. They'd rather swim through nuclear waste than give me an award.
Oh, is that why you're just working in prisons, then?
No, Colin. I'm poet in residence in this prison because working with the dispossessed is an important part of my work.
And who are your influences?
Well, these days, Gil Scott-Heron, The Last Poets, Puff Daddy.
So your work's kind of derivative as well, then?
No, Colin. I occasionally sample other rappers' work, which is completely different from trying to be like them. But then I'm not trying to win a Kerstler Award, am I, Colin?
Eh?
Beware the awards culture, Colin. Gives you an adrenaline rush for a split second, and suddenly you're last year's Johnny Vaughan. Anyway, mustache, poets waiting. A bientôt. 10 a.m, and my adrenaline is pumping. With only a week to go to my final presentation here at the prison, at which I, the UK's answer to Eminem, am going to be battling on the mic with Jermaine, my latest prison mucker. Gosh, how wonderful it is the way I connect with all these men, easing the pain of their 10 stretches with lyrical flavours they normally only hear on pirate dub radio stations. And with my state-of-the-art fade haircut, I got some real funny looks on the way in this morning. The cab driver just couldn't stop smiling. He was so awestruck. But I am using an awful lot of gel, and yet the front hairs are still starting to droop in a really zhuzhy and original way. Totally unique effect. The Stanza brand goes from strength to strength.
Another budding Byron here for you, Sir Ralph. Go on, in you go. Need a bit more gel on that hair, Ralphie.
Right. Thanks for letting me know, officer.
No props, Sir Ralph.
Yes, thank you, Grandma. Anyway, hello there. Welcome to my one-to-one poetry surgery. And your name is?
Carl.
I'm Ralphie, your poet in residence here in Cherokee. And how are you today, Carl?
Buzzing, me.
Buzzing like a bee. But have you got the sting, Carl? Poetically speaking, of course.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't, Ralphie. I hear that you're the man.
Oh, for real, Carl. I'm da man. I certainly will be by next week when I've kicked Jermaine's butt in our battle on the mic.
Oh, you're a brave man, Ralphie. Jermaine really fancies himself as a rapper. He's always lyricising, you know.
Me too, Carl. Don't you worry. And to be honest, Carl, Jermaine's got quite a bit to learn if my session with him last week was anything to go by.
Well, like I say, you're the man. We can't all be expert rappers like you, Ralphie.
Sending you an excerpt from my new text alert to tell you I'm the expert as I'm slipping on my red shirt.
I tell you, Ralph, Jermaine doesn't stand a chance.
Although he did do a little rap in last week's class and he blew it up big style. Do you get me?
You couldn't teach me the rap, could you, Ralphie?
Well,
I mean, if I could go back to my wing as an apprentice rapper, but with the endorsement of the Grandmaster Stanza, Bo! Well, that'd be like saying to the other guys that was cutting a record with 50 Cent.
Well, that's what I'm here for. OK, let's just try something. Carl, just very simply, repeating after me, my name is...
My name is...
Much sharper. My name is...
My name is...
And once more...
My name is...
And your name is...
Carl Moss.
Right, and relax. That's not working, is it?
Oh, sorry, Ralphie, mate.
No, don't beat yourself up, Carl. It's not your fault you were given a name that doesn't scan.
What do you mean?
For goodness sake, Carl, I know this is a beginner's session, but try and keep up. We're sampling. Now, my name scans with the original. Let me show you. My name is... My name is... My name is... Ralph Stanza. My name is... My name is... My name is... Ralph Stanza. And that's what we call scanning. Do you see, Carl?
Yeah.
So for next time, Carl, I want you to find another surname.
Eh?
That scans, OK? I think even a novice rapper can come up with an extra syllable, don't you?
Yeah, for real.
Be strong, my bro.
It's early afternoon, and I, Sir Ralph Stanza, am like a boxer nearing the end of his training. Just a week to go to my battle on the mic, where prisoner Jermaine will be rapping against me in a contest which is already capturing the imagination of the whole prison, and probably sending the Chokey's top brass into a blue funk. How will they control the stream of energy that will flow from this wave of lyrical creative energy emanating from I, Sir Rap Stanza? Probably with the same success they've had in controlling the stream of foul odours that emanate from certain corners of this wing. Oh! I mean, did anybody read my memo about the benefit of plug-in air fresheners? Anyway, I think this is Jermaine's cell.
Hello, Jermaine. Wagwan?
Yeah, Wagwan, Ralphie. Come in, man.
Just coming to give you the opportunity to step aside from our contest next week, if you like, Jermaine.
Ralphie, how can I miss my opportunity to rap against this Nick's very own Eminem?
It's an inescapable comparison, isn't it, Jermaine? Me, Sir Ralph Stanza, the misunderstood, malign, controversial white rapper who doesn't give a fig what anyone else thinks of him.
You should send your tapes to Trevor Nelson, Ralphie.
That's not a bad move. In fact, I wonder if he'd like to do a lick special live from our battle next week.
Or even a Nick special.
Ooh, save it for next week, Jermaine.
I'll try, Ralphie, but then you might be just too edgy even for Trevor, Ralphie.
Particularly with this haircut, eh? Oh, Jermaine, have you got any hair gel?
Oh, yeah, for your fade, man. That's going to look so stush in the battle, bro. To be honest, Ralphie, I'm a bit low on gel myself. But what are you worried about? You're such a trendsetter. If the front does hang a bit droopy, everyone will just think you're starting a new style, man.
Oh, do you think so? Oh, right. So the guy in the newsagents who called me Foldilocks was just having a play, was he?
Yeah, just jealous.
Thanks, Jermaine. That's very sweet of you. But don't think I'm going to be this nice on the mic.
Oh, for real.
True dat.
Afternoon, and now moving into ever more increasing hip-hop mode, I'm here once more with Carl, who has fallen through my rap door. Carl, are you ready to party?
Yeah.
Carl, I can't hear you. Are you ready to party?
Yeah.
Carl, I still can't hear you. Are you ready to party?
Yeah. When are we having a brew?
A brew for me and you, slipping down true like soot down a chimney flue. Are you feeling me, Carl?
Yeah.
Tea, of course, Carl. You must forgive me when I just lyricise out of left field with the battle with Jermaine coming up. I'm just constantly in rapper mode. Anyway, what about you, Carl? Have you come up with a surname that scans?
Yeah, Carl Simon.
Absolutely perfect. Your name is Carl Simon, and pretty soon you'll be rhyming.
Genius, man, genius.
The warders say I'm heinous.
And would like to send you off to Venus.
Now that's a cheeky rhyme, Carl. Not quite right. And isn't this the problem with rapping these days? Every kid with a broken home and a skateboard thinks they can rap, and that is so not true. With rapping, you really do need to listen to other rappers.
Rappers like you, Ralphie. You make it seem so easy.
Yo, Carl, no need to snarl just because you ordered soda file and they gave you Taco Dahl.
You what?
Just playing with words, Carl.
And how about Stanza, whom of everybody's fans? His rhyme is the answer, his rhythm is a dancer.
Carl, what did I just say about cheeky rhymes?
Eh?
Please, Carl, don't just start diving in at the deep end of rap. It's a long way down to the bottom, and the sharks are very hungry.
I was just trying to have a go, you know.
Well, don't just have a go. Do you think Wordsworth just had a go? Do you think Dryden just had a go? Keats, Larkin, Heaney, Duffy, Armitage, Gil Scott Heron, Eminem, Busta Rhymes, Jay-Z, Gangstar? No! They all start with a formal challenge, whether it's a sonnet, a villanelle, a rap, or a hook, or a rhyme, and they use that to create a piece of verse from that solid foundation. When I improvise verse, as I just have, Carl, it is grown from those roots, not just garbled out of thin air with cheeky rhymes and crooked rhythms. Are we clear?
Suppose so.
Are we clear?
Yes, Sir Ralph.
Good.
Does Jermaine use formal challenges, then?
I rather doubt it. Why?
I don't know, but he's been going round the wing saying how that in the battle next week, he's going to whip your white ass.
My white ass? Are you sure?
Yeah, I heard him say it.
My white ass? How wonderful. Wait till I tell my agent. It's late evening, and back at the hotel, I'm revelling in my new image as the prison's M&M. Text from Hermione. Hi, Ralphie. Hope the porridge not getting you down. Nearly finished my course. Dragomir keeps showing me real gems from Robert Frost. Do you know a dream pang? Lovely rhymes. Have great last week. XX Herms. Don't remember that one. Wish I had my Frost with me. Mind you, that will all pale into insignificance after my battle next week. What a moment of release that will be for my poetry. No wonder that earlier today I found this latest poem punching its way out of my pen. It's called My Poetry as a Lifer, with no prospect of parole. They've tried to put my verse away and throw away the key, feed it bread and water till it grovels on one knee, send in the screws to work it over till it crawls back in its hole. My poetry's a lifer with no prospect of parole. My poetry was fitted up and sentenced without trial. It said too many dangerous things, and the judge didn't like its style. He tried to stain its character and take away its pride. My poetry's a lifer who they want to keep inside. But my verse, it won't just lie down and never holds its tongue. It keeps supplying lyrics for an endless protest song. Now secretly recorded and rush released on tape, my poetry's a lifer who is planning its escape. My poetry's a lifer who is planning its escape. Oh, so Dylan-esque. And speaking of protest...
You have been listening to the Jail Diaries of Sir Ralph Stanza.
Hello, reception. Good. Could you tell me, are your room service staff involved in an industrial dispute this evening?
It featured James Quinn with James Scales, Joan Kempson, Theo Ant-Smith, Chris Jack, Neil Bell and Jack Deem.
Right. So why do you think my dessert has taken 53 minutes to materialise?
It was written by James Quinn.
Yes, it was the glazed lemon tartlet with cream.
And produced in Manchester by Graham Frost.
What? Sometimes it can take longer when... When it's double glazed...